closer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. And today we have a guest safety momenteer. So please welcome Troy Ogden from Brassfield & Gorey Construction, Birmingham, Alabama.
Let me start by thanking Todd Conklin for giving me the opportunity to share a safety moment with you today. We owe all Todd a big thank you for making our profession better and starting this podcast. It really helps all of us have a better conversation about this new way of thinking about safety. My safety moment today is entitled Exit Rows. Like many of you, I've spent the last 12 years of my career doing a fair amount of travel. My travel's taken me all over the country, and when you travel a lot, you know it's the little things that make all the difference. That little thing for me is sitting in the exit row. I love the exit row. The exit row is a poor man's first class, and when you are 6'4", you appreciate the extra couple inches that exit row gives you. So I've probably sat in hundreds of exit rows over the years, which means I've heard hundreds of flight attendants give exit row instructions. Today, I'm going to share with you on a recent trip to Orlando the best and worst exit row instructions I've ever received. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I fly a lot of Southwest Airlines. I love Southwest. This certainly isn't an indictment of Southwest, as you'd be hard-pressed to find a better and more authentic culture. But on this particular day, I have an early morning flight to Orlando, and I'm holding A22. Southwest is open boarding, which means you get to pick any seat on the flight. So being number 22, I'm not overly optimistic of my chances of getting an exit row seat. But as we board, the business class passengers start to go for those early rows, and lo and behold, heaven opens up, and it's just me in the exit row. Now, if you fly Southwest at all, you know that there's one seat in the exit row that's better than all the other seats. On the right side of the plane, they've actually removed the window seat in front of the exit row, which means you literally have no one in front of you. That actually is the best seat, and that's my seat today. And that little detail matters in this story. So I get comfortable as the other passengers board this morning flight, and the flight attendant approaches the exit row. Let's call her Nancy. Nancy gets our attention and gives the following instructions. I hope each of you enjoy the extra legroom. But with that legroom comes a tremendous amount of responsibility in which I am personally responsible. By sitting in the exit row, you have volunteered to be an extension of this flight crew in which passenger safety is our primary concern. Now, you won't be asked to serve any drinks or snacks, but in the event of an emergency, you will have to open these exit doors and you won't get any help from any other flight attendants because we'll be helping passengers and securing the cabin. She then slides down the aisle and is standing right in front of me, which she can do because there's no seat, and looks right at me and says, "Sir, let's be honest, you're going to have to open this exit door." She then proceeds to demonstrate how there are two ways to open the exit door. She says, "You can use your right hand and pull down this top handle, but I wouldn't do that because this door weighs about 60 pounds, so I suggest you use both hands and secure it from falling by placing your left hand on the bottom. Once the door is removed, you simply toss the door out the window. But before you do that," she says, "you want to look out that door and make sure there are no hazards out on that wing, like your ex-wife, Justin Bieber, or a fire." You know, it's Southwest, so she's got to be funny. "If there are any hazards, you don't want to open the door." She then reaches back, grabs the instruction card, hands it to me, slides back down the aisle, and asks everyone to get out their instructions in the seat back pocket in front of them, and walks us through a few more highlights. Finally, she asks what they always ask: "Are you willing and able to assist in the event of an emergency? If so, I need a verbal yes from everyone. If this isn't for you, I'd be happy to reseat you." Everyone says yes, except for a lady sitting counter me on the other side. She says, "I can't do this. This isn't for me." First time in 100 exit rows I've ever seen anyone ask to be moved. Yet, you know, there's been dozens of times in which people have sat in exit rows that couldn't perform it. Amazing. Nancy leaves, and awestruck as a safety professional, I look to the guy sitting next to me, and I say, really, the only thing you can say at 6:30 a.m. after hearing those amazing instructions. I say, that was awesome. Now, if you want to shut down all eye contact with fellow passengers for the duration of the flight, use those exact same words following exit row instructions, and it'll do the trick every time. Little tip, use it if you want. I go to Orlando, I do my business for a couple days, and I have the last flight out of Orlando on a Thursday night. Now, if you travel to Florida much, you know it's not uncommon to get a little weather, and the flight this evening's delayed about 90 minutes. You always get a good mix of business travelers and people returning from Disney, so the feeling after a 90-minute delay is one of exhaustion, and everyone really just wants to get home, including Southwest, so they're kind of shuffling us onto the plane. Same deal, I'm in the A group, always looking to get the exit row. I told you I love the exit row, and lo and behold, the good Lord is shining his favor on me this week, and the business travelers slice off, and I get the exact same seat. I take my seat. New flight attendant. I hadn't really thought about Nancy all week, so now I'm like, well, let's see how this one's going to go. Let's call this new flight attendant Bob. Bob approaches the aisle and says this. The FAA requires us to get a verbal yes from everyone sitting in the exit row. Everyone's like, yes. Then he says, if you need any information on how to open the door, the information's available in your seat back pocket. And he leaves. Then it hit me like a 2x4 across the face. How in the world can two people that work for the same company, understanding the same core values, receiving the same training, hearing the same internal messages, working in the same culture, deliver two totally different messages in the exit row? Well, if we're honest, we probably don't have to look very far in our own organizations to find this exact same phenomenon. And I think the answer lies in their perception of why. They have a different view of why they believe Southwest has them deliver a safety message at all. What was Bob's why? Well, Bob basically came to the exit row and said, listen, if the federal government didn't make us give you these instructions, Southwest wouldn't even give them to you. That's what I heard, even though that isn't exactly what he said. What was Nancy's why? Well, Nancy's why was a little bit different. She had a personal responsibility to ensure that exit door was open, yet she couldn't physically do it herself. So she did the only thing she could do, and she left us with the capacity to do so. And for the first time, in the 100 times I've sat in an exit row, I could actually open that door. Now let me land the plane for us in the safety profession for a minute. I think some days we're Bob, and some days we're Nancy. And there are all kinds of good safety whys. I've used them, you've used them. Sometimes our safety why sounds like this. We have a regulatory obligation. OSHA, MSHA, a dozen other agencies are all going to fine us if we break the law. And we follow the law. It's the law. Yay, that's a good reason, right? We also have a compelling business case for safety. You don't need to see another direct and indirect cost of accident slides to know that. Many of us are either fully self-insured or have extremely high deductibles per occurrence for work comp and GL. And if we have losses, money will fly out of the corporate treasury a lot easier than it ever got in the corporate treasury. And finally, for us contractors, we have clients that are progressive enough to believe that the contractors that work on their sites are an extension of their own workforce and demand a level of safety excellence to be proven before you even step foot on their property. And those are all whys. I just don't think they're sustaining whys. And I don't think they're Nancy's why. And I wonder if our why when it came to safety sounded a little more like Nancy's, whether it'd make a difference at all. And here's what I think that might sound like. Your organization and my organization share the exact same thing in common, and it's this. People matter more than anything else. If we're honest, safety really only matters because people matter. And if we love our people enough, we should be honest enough to tell them this. Thank you for pouring your heart and soul into this organization each and every day. But your life is far more reaching than this organization. If you get injured doing our business, it will follow you home and impact people that never draw a paycheck or step foot in our offices. If you want to know who those people are for you, pull out your smartphone and scroll through the last dozen pictures. You'll find them. That impact on those loved ones can never be measured on an Excel spreadsheet, an OSHA DART rate, or an EMR. Therefore, we've designed a safety and health system that we believe, if executed well, will limit the number of severe injuries that ever have to follow anyone home. I don't know why you do safety in your organization, but I do know this. The why you do what you do is crystal clear to the people sitting in your exit row.
Wow, what'd you think about that? Troy, thank you, my friend. That was Troy Ogden. He's the Corporate Safety Director for Brassfield & Gorrie Construction in Birmingham, Alabama. That's the safety moment for today. As always, learn something new every day. Have a lot of fun, will you? And for goodness sakes, be safe.